Fighting very, very well the last couple of years. Port Adelaide to get back on track, and one of the reasons is one of their big pillars, Jackson Trengove, Port Adelaide defender, who's been good enough to join us on Melbourne's Home of Footy this afternoon in before his 100th AFL match. G'day, Jackson.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on, mate. Appreciate your time. What was it like, the wrap-up from round one, a tough loss in the end to Fremantle in a pretty fierce environment, it must be said?
Yeah, it was a tough game. Obviously, it's never good to lose, but you know, the boys had a fair crack on the weekend. It's always hard flying over to Perth and trying to get the win, and they were just a little bit too good for us on the night.
Jackson, you've played in a lot of round one games. Was that as close to a final game as you've seen? I mean, this is what we were all talking about over the weekend. That was a finals like game, and it was a round one.
Yeah, spot on, Moons. It was right up there with probably the final that we played over there last year. You know, the crowd was loud and on their side. Obviously, their pressure was right up, and our pressure was right up as well. So, I think you know, even though it was a tough loss, it was a good game for our boys to start off with. You get that intensity right up from word go, and should hold us in good stead for hopefully the rest of the season.
There's been a lot of talk, Jackson, about the pre-season from the supporters, from the media, from clubs over the last couple of weeks with the three NAB Challenge clashes. And then you've got to play a game, as Moon says there, at that sort of intensity in round one. Does it prepare you correctly for that? Or is it just once you get there and you're in an environment like that, it's muscle memory, it's habits, it's what you've known that just kicks in?
Yeah, it's quite interesting, boys. I actually didn't do the probably 10 weeks of the last of the pre-season, and I was no worries. But then you look at me big mate Alapate Carlo, who had done most of pre-season, actually done all of pre-season, couldn't have done any more running possible, and he cramped up in the third quarter. So it's one of those things you can't really prepare as much for. Obviously, you can get nice and fit and you know, do as much running as you want over the pre-season, and everyone's up and running and flying, but when you actually get out there and play the game, it's a different story.
Look, they were brilliant, Fremantle, but were you guys... I'm not going to say underdone, because I know you're talking about the big pre-season that you guys have done, but yourself, I mean, you went down with a shoulder injury, I think, in January. You know, Paddy Ryder comes in, you know, Monfries comes in without games under their belt. Were you a little bit underdone in the end?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't say underdone, Moons. I think, you know, we probably lacked that, you know, just that game speed. Yeah. And I think Chaddy Wingard was another one who come off limited game time as well. But I mean, we were probably disappointed in ourselves, because we didn't really take the game on it enough. I think at times we were very just static with the way we like to play the game. I think last year you saw Port Adelaide really take on the game and make it happen, where on the weekend I thought, you know, all credit to Fremantle and the way they defended. They were super, no doubt about it. But I don't think we really helped ourselves out as well with the way we want to play our footy.
You mentioned, or Moons mentioned, Monfries and Ryder there. Obviously, a big decision handed down last week by the Anti-Doping Tribunal for the past and present Essendon players. What was the relief like for you guys? For, I imagine, just more emotionally for them. Obviously, you'd like to play with them in your team, but just from an emotional sense, what was the relief like for you guys?
Yeah, I think it was huge for those boys. I mean, I know we're all standing around in the change room, and Gussie and Paddy come in, and there was a huge applause and just a bit of an eruption, just because, you know, you feel their stress, you feel, you know, what they're going through on a day-to-day basis. And at the end of the day, these boys just want to play footy and get out there with their mates. And, you know, it was good for Essendon. They got to obviously play on the weekend. It was good that we got to have Gussie and Paddy.
Jackson, over the last couple of years, you guys, I'm saying you guys as far as Port Adelaide, have had the upper hand over the Crows. You've been the big ticket over there now in Adelaide. After the weekend, what's been the general discussion, general talk about how Adelaide went and how you guys went and how big this season's going to be between the two of you?
Yeah, Moons, you've probably been to Adelaide enough times to see what happens with the papers and the media over here. And
they go insane.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. They get carried away pretty quickly. So, you know, it's probably our season's finished and theirs is up and humming if you listen to the media, but... it is what it is. We don't sort of take too much notice with what's going on in the media. You know, we're still pretty comfortable with, you know, obviously we want to win every game, but, you know, it was a tough game. We went over there. The Crows were super on the weekend. We watched probably the first half of their game and they put on an absolute show at Adelaide Oval. But I think for us, we'll just be looking forward to moving on as quick as possible. Obviously, we'll review the game, see what we did well. Obviously, try and learn a bit off Fremantle and how they were able to, you know, beat us up inside a little bit and bring the pressure, and then hopefully we can bring that out to our oval on Saturday night in front of a big crowd.
So nothing gets mentioned about outside expectations for Port Adelaide this year. Everyone's tipped you, well, just about everyone's tipped you to make the grand final. The captains, there's only three teams tipped to make the grand final. You guys are one of them. There's a lot being talked about Port Adelaide in the last 6 months through the off-season with what you did last year. Has that ever come up in discussion? Does Ken Hinckley ever mention it, what people are thinking outside?
Yeah, Kenny's one of those coaches that if something's getting talked about, Kenny will raise it. He's not one to shirk the issue or dodge and weave what's going on in reality. So Kenny's really realistic with what we are, and he knows that we didn't achieve anything. We know as a group that we haven't achieved anything yet. Yes, the last 2 years have been great and a good experience, and we've been getting better and better. But if we don't improve again, we've got nothing out of it. We haven't won anything, and I think the boys know that. I think Kenny makes sure that we know that, and the boys are very hungry. So you can listen to as much press as you want, but I think last year it probably sums it up. I think there was two people that had picked us out of that whole lot to play finals last year. So, you take what you want out of it and you move on pretty quickly.
Is Phil Walsh going to be a big loss for you guys, Jackson? I mean, we're seeing what's already happened at the Crows, and we know defensively, he's been the architect behind, West Coast and then you guys just before he got the main job. And how good was he at what he did?
Oh, he was super, Moons. He was just knew exactly what he wanted out of the boys and was able to get it across quite efficiently. We probably won't know until probably a little bit later on in the year how significant Phil was. But I think Michael Voss has been able to fill that role as the midfield coach. And just the way Vossie, just with all his experience with obviously finals games, big games, there's probably no bigger than Michael Voss. So I think probably from the defensive side, we'll probably miss Phil a little bit, but I think that, Matthew Nix is doing a fantastic job with, team defence, because nowadays it's not just about a back six, it's about, all the players on the field and the way they're able to defend as a group.
That's certainly a very important part of the game. You've learned a lot, so I imagine through your 100 games, you play that this weekend against the Swans at the Adelaide Oval, which has become a bit of a fortress for you guys. What particularly stands out through your 100 games, the things you've learned along the journey, Jackson?
Oh, probably for me, it was just how hard you got to work. I think early on in my career, obviously we were struggling a fair bit as a football club. But you mould the boys around you and you stick tight, and you can see it develop. For us, the footy club, the last 2 years has been a real roller coaster ride, but it's heading in the right direction. So for me, you get through the tough stage of your career, because it's not going to be all smooth sailing. There's always a time where it's difficult. Hopefully you see that light at the end of the tunnel, which we're starting to now.
Jackson, tell us about those first few years at the club, because the club was terrible.
Horrific.
And you yourself were talked about in, there was talk about the other clubs wanting you and leaving, but you were one of the first guys to actually sign and make that commitment and staying. But just tell us how bad it was then to compare to now.
Yeah, Moons, it was pretty bad. I mean, I think 1 week we lost to Hawthorne by 157, and the week after we lost to Collingwood in the wet by 130. So it was pretty bad. We obviously off the field we were struggling as well, and we just had no momentum. So I mean, we sat down with a little group of us, and I decided that if we were going to go anywhere as a footy club, that we needed to stick tight with that core group. And I'll put my hand up and said, after we sort of decided that we'll stay, I'll put my hand up and sign first. And then it was just a chain reaction, which got things going. And obviously things off the field happened, and we're able to get back down, and Burgess is our fitness coach. Kenny come along. A lot of things started to fall into place. And that's probably where the club's got a lot stronger, and you feel the culture building around the footy club. And I mean, we always talk about the culture that you had at Geelong, and that's what we're just trying to simulate at Port Adelaide, that successful winning culture, and obviously a good club to be around and stay at.
It's nice to have good moments to turn that around, Jackson. Clearly, you went through that at Port Adelaide, but you've got to be able to sustain that too. And I keep looking at your captain, Travis Boak, and I just think, gee, what a terrific, terrific man to be leading any football club, but particularly at this stage, or at that time for Port Adelaide to lead the charge. Were you surprised? Did you know this was coming from Travis Boak when you first saw him at the club?
Yeah, Trav's awesome around the boys, just the way he's able to lead the boys on the field and off the field. I think the presence that he's got around our group, everyone, if Trav decides on something, we all jump behind him and follow. So you know, you probably got to give a bit of credit to Dom Cassisi, who, you know, held up really high through the tough times. And but the way that Boakey's developed as not only a leader but a person around the footy club's been, you know, second to none, and we love him as our skipper.
What about Robbie Gray? I mean, we're starting to now finally see the talent of this young man, and we know he had a knee reconstruction and he took a little while to come back, but his last 12 months and already this year, you just, how far can this kid go?
Yeah, he's a freak, Moons. He does stuff that people shouldn't be able to do, whether it be at training or, you know, during the game. I think at training sometimes I tell him to go up and shower up because he does sort of things that you just think people shouldn't be able to do them. So for Robbie, it's going to be obviously consistency. Last year he had a super year, and obviously this year he'll get tagged a bit more. He'll have a bit more pressure on him. But, you know, even on the weekend he was super. The way he's able to drive through the tackles, he's really strong and hard to tackle, but then can go forward and be so damaging. He's probably one of the hardest matchups, you know, I think, up forward. I hate it when we've got to play on each other and match him, and, you know, you put Jarman Impey on him who tries his guts out. And just the stuff that Robbie Gray can do is awesome.
He's a terrific young talent, Robbie Gray, really evolving, one of the stars of the competition. Jackson Trengo from Port Adelaide has been good enough to join us on the eve of his 100th game against Sydney this weekend at the Adelaide Oval. Speaking of Sydney, who gets the job?
The Bud Bar.
Who gets the big man?
Halapate, if you can serious body cramp. We sat in the ice bath yesterday. It was actually raining over in Adelaide. We're going to go down the beach.
But you don't do paper, rock, scissors for it?
Yeah, we sort of sat there. I said, mate, you better be right this weekend because I'm not. There's no way I'm going on soon. So hopefully, Bobby will be, he'll be fine. He's doing everything with his recovery, and he's always been a good matchup on Buddy. They've had some really good clashes, and I expect this one to be just as good.
It's going to be an absolute cracker. Pretty tough start to the season for the Power after the Freo Dockers on the weekend, and of course the grand final of Sydney this week. We wish you the best of luck, Jackson, for your 100th game. It's a great milestone to achieve. Go well, enjoy your journey there, and the Adelaide Oval, of course, has been a wonderful place to play footy of recent years. I'm sure it's going to be a cracker again on the weekend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, boys. Cheers.
Good luck.